something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Holy Spirit and Prayer.
Hallelujah. I'll never forget, many years ago, there's a minister who was conducting a minister's conference. And I happened to have been watching the program on television. And then he said to the people, to the ministers, he says, you know, we all get discouraged sometimes. Then he said to them, sometimes I get discouraged. I thought, dear God, then he shouldn't be there. Yeah. The first thing God spoke to me, first time I ever heard the voice of God, that's what he told me. He said, be strong and very courageous. He told me what I was going to do, what the ministry was going to be. And he said to me, be strong and very courageous. And I've kept to it. Yeah, I've kept to it exactly. And so when you say, you know, as ministers, sometimes we get discouraged. I wonder, where are you coming from? How could you? That means you were brought up wrongly. You know, some people grow up wrong in life. Don't grow up wrong. Don't say, you know, sometimes I feel discouraged. If that happens to you, you've been listening to the wrong thing. And it's produced a negative mentality in you. Do you know what it is to be a man or woman of God? Do you know what that means? I have a question for you. Can something happen to God?
No.
When I was younger in the things of the Spirit, I used to sing one song because I learned it from older Christians many years ago. Something wonderful, great and marvelous, something good is going to happen to you. Then we go, something good is going to happen to you. We sang it for years. I loved the song. But one day while I was singing it, the Spirit of God said to me, I don't want any something good to happen to you. I thought, Lord. He said, I don't want something good to happen to you. I don't want something bad to happen to you either. I said, so what? He said, change the song. He said, I want you to happen. You know, I didn't get the theology of it first. I just first got the instruction. And very quickly I accepted what he said, but I needed scripture. And then the Lord said, he's showing me through the word. I just asked you a question. Does something happen to God? You see, there's no discouragement or disappointment with God. Don't be dismayed. Look at that. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. You see, fear may try to attack you. He says, be not afraid. Then he says, neither be thou dismayed. That means if things don't seem to happen the way you expect, don't say, oh, I wish, oh, had it been this other way, oh. He says, don't be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, what am I talking about? I'm showing you the mentality that each one of us must have. The mentality, a way of thinking. Now, the reason he said all this to Joshua was, he said to him, I want you to bring the children of Israel into their inheritance. I want you to take them into their inheritance. As a man of God, as a woman of God, you've got a definite responsibility. There's something definite about your life. You're not just setting up a church and having a nice family church. It's not enough. There's a spiritual journey. You're taking them to another level of life. You're bringing them into the knowledge of God. A God whom they cannot see with their optical eyes, but is more real than everything they see. A God they cannot perceive with their senses, but is more real than everything that appears to their senses. You know what that means? That's huge. There's a mentality. It's a mentality of a warrior that a minister of God must have. When Paul was telling us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, he didn't say we wrestle not at all. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then he says, wherefore I say unto you, put on the whole armor of God. Every one of us is dressed. So don't think that Christianity is is that life, everything should just be sweet and calm and quiet so that you can just have this nice little church. It's not going to happen. He didn't call us into religion. You're a warrior. Yeah, you're a warrior. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wires, the stratagems of the devil. That's what he told us. So you can't lazy through ministry and think that is ministry. You can't lazy through. You can't lazy through. You know, we're living in a day where people want quick fixes. You know, they want it fast, quick now. You know, drive through. In fact, I understand there are drive through churches now. You know, you just, oh yeah, it's real. You know, you drive through and then the guy is there and says, and then you take the communion and you're gone. Drive through. Because people just can't wait, they have no time. So we want it faster and faster and faster and faster. And so we come into the ministry and pastors are also wanting it to be faster. They want to know the quickest way to get God to do something. The quickest way to get their prayers answered. The quickest way to make ministry work. The quickest way to grow. Quick fix. It's not going to happen that way. I want you to know, it's not going to happen that way. In God, There is a relationship. You get it? God is not a computer. So you don't push the button for God to go. Once you do it, you say something, 1, 2, 3, and then God goes. So he responds to you. You can't push him with technology. No. He is God Almighty. Are you following this? Very important. And that brings me into something, because as a minister of God, you have to make up your mind whether you want converts or children. Do you want converts or you want children? Converts will stay for a while and find their level. They will leave. Children will always be there. So churches that only have converts, they find that people always come and go. They say, we win a lot of souls, but only few people remain. People keep coming and going away. Coming and going away. They're laboring. They're working hard. Winning people. They can understand why many people come into their church and go. Because you are winning converts. Not children. There's an aspect of ministry that I want to take your mind to and get you more acquainted with and interested in. And that is the spirituality of the Christian ministry. The spirituality of the Christian ministry. Understand that when Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent us the Holy Spirit. Told us that he will go away, and he will ask the Father to send us another comforter, that he may abide with us forever. And that's the Holy Spirit. Then he said to us, the world cannot receive you because the world cannot see him. The world lives in the realm of the senses, and so they cannot see him. They don't know him. He said, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And after Jesus left, the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ received the Holy Spirit. And it's been so ever since. That all who will believe will receive the precious gift of the person of the Holy Spirit to live in you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For inquiries, kindly call +1 869 664 4424 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.